hope you're tucked in, because you are now in bed with Dr. Sue. Dr. Sue.
Hello, and welcome to In Bed with Dr. Sue. I'm Dr. Sue, and this is another interview in the Summer of Domination series of shows I'm bringing to you listeners so that perhaps you might find your new king or queen. And speaking of royalty, you'll be pleased to know that Queen Kitty is joining us once again to fill us in on all the feline fun going on in the litter box since falling deep down the pro-dom rabbit hole. And she isn't alone this time. You'll be meeting Her Highness's royal suitor, the King of Cucks. That's right, all you litter sniffers. The Queen has found herself a king, and he's more than happy to remind you of your place in their lives. So sit back and grab a bowl of popcorn as we bring you Game of Thrones, Dr. Sue style. Even though I've never seen that show. Seriously, I have no idea. Anyway, here's Queen Kitty and the King of Cucks.
Hey, you guys, we have with us, I'm stoked, that's why you can hear it in my voice. We have with us today, oh my God, we don't have just Queen Kitty. We have the King of Cucks, my friends. We have the King and Queen, the royal couple themselves. This is like, I feel like I'm calling London.
Hello.
This is so awesome.
Yeah.
So how are you guys?
We are good. We are very glad to be here.
Yay.
Always fun to talk to you.
Absolutely.
And this is our first time talking, King.
Yes, it is.
Highness.
What I must say is a pleasure talking with you, Dr. Sue.
Oh, thank you. You're very sweet. Silence. Okay, that's it for the platitudes. Let's move on.
Right.
I want to go back because for some people who haven't really heard your show, because the show was a couple years ago, let's go back in time and let's pull everybody back to when Kitty was widowed. So when she was a widow kitten, was she bossy?
Yes, absolutely. I've been bossy my whole existence.
But is it something that you acquired, or just were you always, even as a little teeny tiny kid, just bossy all the time?
I have always been bossy. Even when I was young, my friends, stop being so bossy. I was an only child, so I was used to getting everything my way, and I'm still the same way.
What about you, King?
I always felt myself as the dominant one of the group. Everybody was always coming to me for, like, what to do ideas or, you know, just...
You were just always the leader.
Yeah.
When did you guys decide that domination, I'll ask Kitty first, when did you think doing the whole, first of all, online dom thing, because you started there, what pulled you into that? You're bossy, but did you even know it existed?
Well, when we first started dating, he actually did not know that I was a dom.
Mm-hmm.
And when things got serious, I kind of let him know that the accounting job that he thought I had, that I had retired from a couple of years ago in full-time dominatrix, and I think his exact words were, "Holy shit, are you kidding me?" And I was like, "No, I have a dungeon in the basement. You want to see it?" And he was like, "Fuck yes, I do." And I think I've really kind of opened the scene up to him. Yeah, you know, like he knew about it.
I was actually wondering that. Was the culmination of the two of you starting to date where he just went, "Fuck, man, I didn't know this existed. This is awesome. Now you got a place to play."
Pretty much.
Yeah. And it's awesome for me too, because, you know, I've dated other people before that were okay with it but weren't necessarily into it at all, you know, so it wasn't like I could come home and be like, "Hey, honey, guess what I did today? I, you know, tied up this guy's balls and then stomped on him with a heel," and, you know, they're like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, what's for dinner?" You know, but with him, he actually enjoys it and wants to see the pictures, and, you know, as we got into it and I talked to him, was like, "Well, do you think you'd ever be into it?" I could see kind of how excited he got when I would do it.
Right.
And he was like, "Fuck yeah." And so we decided to start doing the dominating subs together, mainly on like Night Flirt and a couple clips. He did a couple like foot domination clips with me, and then
you got bit by the bug.
Mm-hmm.
You can just tell.
we'd get a Night Flirt call, it'd be a really good one, and you know, by the time they hung up, we would be upstairs on the bedroom, clothes ripped off, and going at it. Same thing with like when we film clips, you know, we'll usually get two or three clips filmed and then we'll have to take a break because we're having sex on the floor right there.
It just turns me on.
It does. Like, we will be sitting there on a call and his cock will get hard, and that fucking excites me. Like, not only have I now found something that I love doing, but now I found someone who loves doing it with me.
Which is so awesome.
It is.
It makes
it
such
is.
A huge difference.
It is. It makes everything better. Like, I have a partner, you know, I have someone that not only accepts it, but understands it and enjoys it. And
welcomes it.
Right. Like, it just makes life so much better.
And gets turned on by it, which is another level.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, it's okay to accept it, but to get turned on by it just takes it up a notch. It's great.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Totally. We've even had one of our co-owned subs now come into town and spend the weekend with us, serving both of us the whole time, you know, take turns rubbing my feet, rubbing his feet, you know, we go out to the movies, make the sub drive, make him pay, you know.
The full experience.
Right.
He just loved it.
Loved it. Took him down to the basement and, you know, everything.
Well, it's like the ultimate cuckold experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got the ultimate cuck weekend.
Yes, he did. Cage in the bedroom corner, forced to...
Oh my God, yes. That's brutal.
We had a fucking blast.
Yes.
It was hot. It was one of the hottest things.
Just... So did you fuck in front of him?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, he was
way to go.
Him. Yep.
Yeah.
Right there, like kneeling literally right behind us.
Yeah.
And just, I remember turning around and being like, you hear that? That's what you're never, ever going to have.
Honestly, I thought he was going to look, like, I look back, too, just to be like, all right, I know he's looking up. And he was looking, like, down at the floor, just like we told him to. It was like, that's when I knew. It was like, holy crap, like, this is, you know, this is real. And it was just, it was pure ecstasy moment.
Mm-hmm. It was very hot.
So what was it, the fact that he had actually listened and listened to you guys and didn't cheat and didn't look up? It was like, well, like a power rush, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it was just a full-on just power, you know, I'm in control and...
You will never have this.
Right. It was very, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
It is very hot.
It's a good time.
And we had him work, like, that wasn't just... a first-timer that we let in, you know, come stay with us all weekend. Like, he built up that trust for quite some time to be allowed to come.
Right.
Well, you have to. I mean, yeah, because obviously Kitty has been burned many times,
yeah.
And you need to build up. And the other thing is, if you don't have a connection with a cuckold couple, it doesn't work anyway.
Right.
Because there's nothing there. It's just watching porn, technically.
Right.
It doesn't really work.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of like what we did. We just, like, we ran him through the ringer and was like, you are going to be doing like, we are not going to lift a finger this weekend. And he did it, like, without whining, complaining, without hesitation. So that's why I was like, okay, you know, like, that's kind of like his reward is what we looked at it.
Yeah, it is. And just to let everybody know, no, Kitty is not using a vibrator.
No, I actually just sold a goodie bag. Woohoo! Actually, I was using a vibrator. Busted. No.
A new Hitachi.
I know, I just got the new Hitachi.
If you keep this up, I'm going to have to throw all this up for clips for sale and fucking try.
I want 50% of the proceeds.
Okay, so we know how you guys got into doing domination together. And so up till then, King, did you even know that this whole world, like you, I mean, everybody knows it exists, but was it something you played in ever, or she just completely opened the door and went, here, go play?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, like you said, I did know that it was out there and it existed, but I didn't know that it was this close to, you know, where I could be in it. And then that's exactly right. She just said, here you go. And it was baby steps at first, I didn't want to get in over my head, stuff like that. So I did take small steps in the beginning, but then it's like now I've got my feet wet. I've been in it close to a year, not quite. So now, like, getting more comfortable every day, just kind of just like knowing the different fetishes. And, you know, if one person likes this fetish, they probably don't like this other fetish, that kind of stuff. So
right.
I'm still learning, you know, the boundaries, I guess you would say. But yeah, it's pretty much now it's pretty much me on my own. Like, every once in a while I'll be like, hey, queen, is this okay? Like, is this something I can say? And she'd be like either yes or no. Or so it's cool that she, you know, helps me out and we do it together.
That's really, really nice, because that's actually a really good working relationship.
Absolutely.
Too. So I would imagine, are you doing it full-time, King, or are you still doing stuff outside the house?
No, I still have another job.
Yeah, he still works full-time.
This is kind of...
Well, so do you.
Well, true. I work... he works in the grind full-time for the man. Right.
But let me ask you something. You're both dominant. You're both going out there as a royal couple, but there's got to be a dynamic between the two of you. Who's more subservient to the other one?
We definitely have power struggles.
Come on, fess up. Sexually.
Sexually, I think it's more of, I think in the bedroom, I'm most of the time in control. It's just like, the only time we have like power conflicts is like how the households run.
Oh yeah, that will,
right.
That's like, yeah, I can see that. But sexually, so Kitty, would you consider yourself sexually submissive to him?
No, I wouldn't say that at all.
No.
No?
No.
No,
it's okay. You're allowed to be.
It's an equal.
Yeah, I think it's an equal very much.
I just know, like, you know, I'm on top a lot, or, like, you know, doggy styles a lot.
It's my favorite one.
Right, exactly.
And
that excites me, too, because I know that's her favorite, so it's...
Right.
But I don't ever feel like, I don't know, I don't feel like it's submissive at all. It's just comfortable for
right.
me.
Yeah, I don't ever try to restrain her, like, with, like, you know... Like,
oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
The only reason I say that is, like, there's just, yeah, no. I, as a dominant female, you just kind of go, yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't. No.
I'll submit to a certain degree. And the line is so close to me that if you cross it, it's game over so fast.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's like, I'll go submissive to a point. But if you get, you know, abusive verbally, or
right,
you
course,
try to inflict pain, or you try to gag me,
exactly.
or none of that shit's going
down. Exactly. Like, I like to be spanked, but only in the exact certain spot, and only
right.
very lightly.
Thank you.
And if you go harder than that, I'm going
right.
to punch you in your face.
Thank you. Exactly.
So I still feel like I'm in control. It's more of just like, I like that,
it is,
that
yeah.
feeling, you know, I don't. And yeah, we definitely don't. We do dirty talk in bed, but never have we ever role played where either one of us have been submissive to the other. It's just, I don't know, it doesn't turn me on or him.
Right. That's kind of why I said it was like an equal partnership, because it's like in the, if you just looked at it in the positions we have sex, it looks like I'm the dominant one, but really it's like I'm not doing anything to actually physically or mentally control her. Even when,
no, you're giving her what she wants.
Exactly. Even when I pull her hair, it's very light. It's,
see, there you go. And people would go, that's submissive behavior. Yes, it is, but it has to be done one the
right
way. I learned that the hard
way. For the right tension, or again, he'll get the evil eye. He'll know we did it in the
wrong
spot. And he will stop.
Totally. No, I agree. Yeah, so you can say it's submissive-ish. But yeah, I get what you mean. Like, I'll say, yeah, okay, I can be sexually submissive. But you're right. It's not that submissive.
Right.
Right.
It's not a power control.
It's like, no. Oh, God, no. If there's no.
Right.
Even in the cuckold lifestyle that we live, even the alpha males that I'm fucking, if they cross a line, they're gone.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's like, you can be alpha to a point.
Right.
But
I'm still
rule
exactly
what goes on in this room.
Exactly.
It is my way, not yours. Don't ever get that mistaken.
Exactly.
And that's the way a good cuckold relationship should be anyways, when you're living with the submissive.
Right.
It's like, you know, she's got to be the one in control. There's a lot of websites out there right now that are run by alpha males that are telling everybody that it should be the alpha male that walks into the house and runs it.
Mm-mm.
And it's like, no.
No, not at all. Not
the alpha male is there because she's allowed him.
Right? It's a female-led relationship. It has nothing to do with the alpha male. He's a fucking dildo. That's all he is. He's a human dildo. So there. So what do you guys do to chill and relax and whatever? Like, what do you guys do to blow off steam other than BDSM?
Right. We love to go to the movies. We actually just saw one yesterday. We went and seen Jurassic World, and it was kick-ass. A lot of family stuff. You know, his family's around here. My family's around here. And, this year, my mom has had some health issues, so we've been trying to, you know, spend a lot more time with family.
Mm-hmm.
In the free time, and just, you know, enjoy stuff, get out, go to the parks. We both joined the local gym lately. That sucks ass, but we've been doing that a lot. I hate it, but...
No one really likes going to the gym.
No.
It's just something you gotta push yourself to do. The thing is, when you walk out, though, do you not feel 10 times
you do,
better?
You do.
You walk out.
And I feel like yesterday I got so pissed off, and I was like, we're going to the gym. We're going to the gym right now. And we went to the gym, just hammered it out for a while, and I felt better. I was like, all right, let's go.
It's actually really good therapy.
Yeah, I was just about to say it was very, very therapeutic. And
yeah, we like to just be outdoors a lot as much as we can. Don't, you know, we definitely don't want to be cooped up in the same four walls.
Right. Chained to the computer a lot. You know how that is. So anything I can do that involves not being around the computer.
That involves walking out of your house.
Exactly. Even if it's just literally taking a walk, going to the park.
Yeah.
You know, simple things like that. We'll try and just go discover new restaurants around or camping. And it sounds kind of boring, but, you know, we'll like to go camping.
No, it's actually not, because when you think about it, it's great to have an exact opposite sort of release.
Right.
I mean, hello. What do? All the time.
Exactly.
We work with males who are looking for some form of release because they're in control all the time and they're sick of it.
Right.
This is your way of twisting that around and going, okay, I'm not a dom right now. I'm a squirrel in the forest.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, okay, Kitty, when we last left Kitty, she was quitting her full-time job to be a full-time dom.
Yes.
Now,
March of 2013.
Right? This is how long it's been.
I know.
So, you are doing it full time and have been ever since, right?
Yes, absolutely. Clips, real-time sessions, night flirt calls, like dabble in just a little bit of everything. Helps me from getting burnt out on one thing. And, you know, when one thing is slow, then I have others to make up for it.
Right.
Like, so this year, the last few months have been a little rough because I've been spending a lot of time in the hospital with my mom, but I'm glad to say that she's doing much better and hopefully we'll be home in the next 2 weeks. So,
yay!
Yes, I can get my routine kind of back to normal because I think I released one clip last month.
So, I know. I do the same thing.
I've got like 20 I have to edit, and at this point I'm going to have to rewatch them because I have no clue what's even on them anymore.
So true. Okay, so you quit, you become a full-time dom, you went through a real rough patch, which we won't get into, but just suffice it to say, she went through hell.
Yes.
And that was within the BDSM community, unfortunately. But we throw that behind us.
Absolutely.
And we move forward. Yeah. Here's something that I'm curious about. Now, you guys are in a relationship, you're both dominant. Are you doing real-time sessions, King?
Just from the one cuckold that we had come in for the weekend, I have not actually, like, had any other real-time sessions, but I'm open to them.
We've had a couple requests,
What would you do, though, Kitty, if he got a request from a female sub for a private session without you?
I would be totally okay with that.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I have private sessions with male subs all week long, you know, like...
Right.
How could I expect him to be okay with what I do if I wouldn't be okay? And I trust him completely. I know that he wouldn't, you know, like, I don't do anything sexual with my subs, and I know that he would not do anything sexual with the female sub. I mean, there are sexual things done, but actual...
intercourse.
Right. No intercourse, no blowjobs.
No
hand job. Right. Nothing illegal. So, absolutely.
No dick play.
Absolutely, I would trust him with that. Sure. I'd be like, go for it, babe.
Do you think you'd want to do it? You want to start doing more real time?
Oh, absolutely. I love what we do. And if any chance that I could do it like as a full time or just to do it more, then sure. Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
Awesome. So what are you doing mostly right now? Just like night flirt stuff?
Yeah, night flirt. I shoot clips.
Now, you have your own studio, or are you going in with Kitty's studio?
He's going to have his own. Like, right now, he has his own Night Flirt store, so all his goodies are on there. And we're going to be putting him on Clips for Sale really soon and all the other
sites. Cool.
But yeah, right now, he's just on Night Flirt. I'm kind of waiting. We're trying to bank up till we get, like, 20 or 30.
Yeah.
So, right. You know, we have a good, steady amount to release. Like, with him working, he can only film on the weekends, so...
Right. So, and I was curious about that simply because are you guys trying to do this as a couple, or as two separate entities, or both?
We do both.
Okay.
Yeah, we do both. He has his line is mainly just him. I mean, we've got some of our double clips in there, you know, cuckolding clips in there, but his night flirt line is mainly just for him. And then in my lines, I have one line that is dedicated to us, just a cuckold line that we, you know, we have in the couples category. So, and then I have all my other lines. So, but yeah, right now we've got all our double clips, I think, on my Clips for Sale store. And then I think he'll have his, and I don't know. We'll have to figure out then what we do with the double ones. I don't want to trade one or the other. I don't know.
And that's kind of why I was looking at possibly getting another, like, stage name or name, just because I don't want people just to think of me as, like, cucks or cuckolds.
Yeah, that's I was just going to ask you guys that. So what's everyone's separate kinks that you like to play in besides cuckolding? Like, you doing, like, foot fetish stuff?
Oh,
and...
yeah, of course. Foot fetish is right up there. Spanking and...
CBT, have you tried that yet?
I have not.
Oh, you have to.
I was trying to remember.
You just have to. I'm
trying to remember everything we did to Maggot.
No, we did not.
No, you did.
I did a little.
Logging, cropping.
And he was caged.
Right, so yeah.
Right.
So I guess I did do a little bit of CBT because I believe I had held the Hitachi. Mm. So, you know, it was no big deal to me. Like, it was torturous balls. This is awesome.
We all went to the nail salon, all three of us, and, you know, had our sub get a female, you know, feminine pedicure and all that. We, you know, he didn't have a problem being there.
No, they asked me, they're like, polish for you?
Right? He was like, no.
Not this
only
guy.
For that guy. Funny, too, because they a pretty go in, they, she still asks him every time, she's like, polish? And he's like, no, not me.
No.
Wrong guy.
Right? That's the other one. Jesus.
So how do you guys come up with clip ideas?
Brainstorm and spitball.
Mm-hmm.
Try to think of the cleverest one we can.
I do a lot of foot stuff. A lot of cuckolding stuff. Mm-hmm. Just whatever feels good.
Yeah, just whatever.
Well, how do you do a cuckolding clip? Just out of curiosity. There's the two of you. You're both dominant. It's not like someone's going to be looking at you. You know what I mean? Like, how do you do it?
Kind of like
there's
the point of view. The point of view one, where as if, like, the cuckold was there with us. Kind of like what we do with our sub when he comes into town, you know, like, you're not worthy.
I mean, are
you're never
see you guys fucking? This is what I'm thinking. Like.
No, we talk about it, or, you know, like, we have a lot of foot cuckold ones where, you know, you're going to bow down and lick both of our feet. You're going to suck on all of our toes.
And we've made out. Like, we made out on the couch on a clip. Just
we don't get naked, but yeah.
No, just kind of got hot and heavy with a lot of, like...
Make out, ignore.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, this is where if you were cuckold in the corner, if you were stuck in the corner. We talk about doing one where the camera's, like... focused under the bed where they can listen to us going at it, but not so much see it, or maybe just like see our feet off the edge or something, because I'm, you know, I don't show my nipples or, you know, vagina in my clips, or at least I try not to. I have a couple topless smoking, hand bra smoking ones where my hands just aren't big enough to cover these girls sometimes. But other than that, I try to not do that. But yeah, we've been trying to think of some interesting ways, you know, camera under the bed and stuff like that.
Camera in the cage.
There you
with
go.
The bars in front of
right?
them.
Right?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Another point of view one so they can feel like they're already in the cage.
Fantastic.
I want 50% of the So tell everybody what turns the two of you on.
Well, of course, my queen.
Absolutely.
She gets out of the shower, and I just can't help myself. Mm-hmm. What really gets me turned on is, like just being the dominant one, like we were talking earlier, like when I get on a phone call and I'm just in control, like that gets me so excited.
Does it excite you to hear her commanding another guy?
Oh, of course. And they just like fall right in line. It's so hot.
Like, what about you, Kim?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love listening to him do phone calls or if we're doing them together. It's just the power that we have over someone.
By the time the end of the call is done, you guys are so incredibly turned on just because you're in that moment.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
Outside of work, though, I mean, I don't want to say it's easy to get turned on, but
he's a guy.
It is, like, I could just be sitting there, like, rubbing her leg, you know, on the couch, and it's go time.
I know. And then he's nibbling at my ear, and I'm like, what? What just happened? What? What did I do?
Yeah.
He's just like, and I'm like, oh, God.
If each one of you could be something else other than who you are, what would you do? Like when you were a little kid, did you want to be a fireman? Did you want to be a ballerina? Anything like that?
I've always liked helping people. So if I could pick another profession, I would want to be like maybe like EMT or something where I was like helping people, saving people.
How do you balance that, though, with being dominant?
It was very hard. Actually, it was very hard for me in the beginning because, I mean, I still do some point, like the for the use of the word faggot was very, very hard for me to say. Just because, like, it's very derogatory. And, like, me, I consider myself to be kind of, like, the nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, again, like, I love helping people. And for me, as a youth, I was always the one standing up for the people being called faggots or this or that. So it was very hard for me in the beginning to actually say it. I had to remember, and Queen actually, like, had to explain to me, like, people like to be called that or to be, you know, humiliated or derogatory towards. So it was kind of a hurdle for me to have to overcome that. So
I'm still not all that keen on it. The one thing I won't do is religious stuff.
Right.
Because there are people that will come in, like, there's, you know, Muslims that are like, I want you to tell me that the Quran is a piece of shit. And it's like, I'm not going to do
right.
that. That's just, there's just so many levels of wrong in that. Yeah. I don't know. I can't do it.
So
there's a lot of people that do, and more power to you, because I can't do it. So it's nice to know someone else out there can do it. It's just, it's icky. Yeah.
Right. Not for me.
Yuck. Yeah. It doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't make me feel good. I'm not doing
that's
it.
That's the best right. part of our job.
So, again, like, I love to help people. So that's what I was always like.
So an EMT. That's pretty cool, though. What about you, Kitty?
God, I'm a horrible, horrible person. I just want to live on a secluded island. I want to be a recluse on a beautiful beach with lots of fruit and stuff around. And I just want to be alone.
Right. Yeah. Do you want to know what's really interesting?
I want to come back as a crab, I think, and just live on an island somewhere.
What's really amazing, though, is almost all of the ladies that I have interviewed have said that they are very much reclusive and very much introverts. And surprisingly enough, like, you would think, well, they're dominant, they must be extroverts. So actually, most people, again, because you're doing that whole, it's too hard to be dominant all the time, mm-hmm. that there's times when you just want to go, shh. And a lot, if not all, of the women are that way. It's just like, nope, just shh. Somewhere quiet. I don't want to hear you whining. I don't give a damn about your dick.
Right.
It's like, I'm going on vacay now.
Right. Send me to the beach.
Right.
I dream of the beach.
What do you guys watch on TV? What's your fave? It used to be Sons of Anarchy. Unfortunately, that's over.
I know.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Or Jax's ass.
Game of Thrones is one that we were religious on, although that's just ended for this
season.
Stabbed in my heart.
We watch Naked and Afraid a lot.
We do. We watch a lot.
Do you really?
I actually wanted to throw the king a Naked and Afraid birthday party, but none of our friends had the balls to do it, so we had to, yeah, they really are. We had to go with togas instead. I'm like, you guys can wear swimsuits underneath. No. No one wanted to do Naked and Afraid. I'm like, whatever. No sense of adventure.
Right. Just, yeah, the popular shows, Discovery Channel. Yeah,
a lot of Discovery Channel.
A&E, all that stuff.
What about music?
I like a lot of EDM, dance music, rock. A little bit of rap, not much country. What about you, babe?
I don't like country hardly much at all, and I don't like hard rap or hard rock, but I like almost everything else.
So you're not like a metalhead?
No, I'm not a metalhead.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no.
I don't need to scream anything loud and screaming. It automatically makes me want to punch people, and I'm already close to that verge on a daily basis, so I don't need any more pushing towards that.
Yes, we don't need you going off.
No. I want an angry kitty.
I have a question for you, Kitty.
Yes.
Does penis size matter?
Yeah, does it?
Oh,
well, you're here, so that should answer your question.
Not that I'm worried. I got a huge cock.
His is very huge. And yes, I think it does matter.
Because you've had, like, all different sizes now. So
yes.
What do you think?
His is definitely the biggest I've ever had, and I am not going back. I know you're
you.
I know you're a size queen. He called me a size
queen. I am a total size queen. Total size queen. Like, it.
Total size.
Yep. I am perfectly willing to take that one to the grave. Hey,
I've seen the whale. Complete size queen. You've seen
the whale, baby.
She has said she would take on the whale.
I could take on the
whale. Yeah, size queen.
High five to you.
I'm 6 feet tall. I can take a lot of whale. For those of you who don't know what the whale is, I suggest you stay tuned. Because I'm quite sure it's used in clips. If not, it should be used
right?
to threaten.
It is ridiculous.
it actually could have its very own area code, and it's probably, it has its own orbit.
Right?
It is like,
I always keep it right inside for every session, just for psychological.
Yeah, exactly. It works brilliantly.
I don't even have
like
to pick it up.
What?
It's just there, and automatic
fear. You're
not going
to use that, are you? Chicken. When did you guys lose your virginity?
I was 15.
15, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I was 13.
You beat me! Oh my god, you whore!
I know!
Beat me! 13! You slut muffin!
I know.
Were they good experiences, or were they hideous?
God, no. Hideous and horrible.
Was it with an older guy?
No.
Ew, someone your own age?
Yeah. A year younger, even.
That's just so wrong. Oh, no. King, what about you? Was yours good? Well, it's a guy. Like,
right.
He's just going to be happy you fucking got it in, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Guys don't give a shit. There's no emotion there. It's like, just give me the damn pussy.
Right. I just remember thinking in my head, like, this is awesome.
And don't let it end.
Yes.
And I haven't learned my lesson because I'm still going after the younger guys.
But that's okay.
Absolutely.
You haven't even reached cougar stage yet, so
well,
you can't even claim that one
that's
yet.
Right.
Not till you're a bigger kitty. You're still a kitten. Kitten?
Yes.
Do tell. Do you have any regrets about dumping your job?
No.
Would you ever go back to a 9-to-5?
No.
No matter what?
No.
Yeah, so you're like me. I can't do it. I can't take orders from some idiot.
If I had to, I could maybe do something part-time, but it will never, ever be a cubicle ever again or a set of hours or any, like, it has to be variable. Like, I can't live in a cubicle again. Like, that will drive me insane.
Any regrets in life?
Well, yeah, I'm human. I have tons of regrets. There are things I wish I would have done differently, but... Yeah, hindsight's 20/20, but I'm happy with where I'm at and very excited about where I'm going.
You wouldn't be who you are today if it were not for everything you did.
That's right.
Never have regrets, my dear. It's made you who you are. It's made you a stronger person. Everything that you've gone through, whether it's a decision that you think that you made wrong, obviously it wasn't. Everything happened for a reason, and look where you are now.
That's right.
You're in the middle of a royal wedding. He's like, oh, God.
Right? Yeah. He's like, not you.
Did you hear that? That was so classic. Yeah, that's real funny.
What'd you say? We can't hear you.
Now, you got to do what I did. Just remain buddies for 20 years. I never got married. I got married once, and then that went for a fuck. But, you know,
you
this year...
You can see the look being exchanged right now.
My 20th anniversary this year, and we are not married.
Congratulations.
And it works so much better, because I am of the opinion that a piece of paper changes people.
It does.
We'll be right back after this. Maxim Magazine calls it one of the 100 things to do before you die. The Los Angeles Times calls it the mother of all Halloween blowouts.
Saturday, October 31st, Halloween night, at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. It's the 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball.
That's right, fellow freaks. The Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, and the insanity will be mind-blowing. Three giant rooms on two levels provide you with 6 hours of erotic intensity and entertainment, featuring the Psycho Circus, Phantom's Lair, the Red Room of Pleasure, and the Human Zoo, along with the hottest DJs in Vegas and LA burning up the dance floor. And don't miss the Lifestyles Expo, where you can pick up all your kinky toys and meet some of the sexiest folks in fetish. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball is going to be huge, and I've scored you a discount on your tickets. Simply go to wanttickets.com/rubber to save $10 on each general admission ticket you buy. Get your tickets now, because the price goes up the closer it gets to Halloween. Right now is the best time to buy. Go to wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER to get your discount. And don't forget to grab your VIP tickets for even more freaky fun while you're there. That's wanttickets.com/rubber and enter the promo code RUBBER. The 20th anniversary of the Fetish and Fantasy Halloween Ball at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, Halloween night. Join me, I dare you. And we're back with the Royal Rumble.
Kitty?
Yes?
What things do you do, kink-wise, in your real-time sessions, online? And I'm just thinking, if a sub comes to you and says, you know, I want to serve you or I want to come for a session, what are the things, probably a smaller list would be what you do.
Right, I was going to say, it's easier to say what I don't do than what I do, because there are not many fetishes that I have tried that I don't like. The main things I can't do is blood makes me nauseous, so I can't do it.
So you can't do any medical play?
Right, I do a little bit of medical play, but no cutting. I practice with needles very, very minimally, but just the teeny tiny ones kind of through the nipples. But if I see blood, then we have to stop because I don't want to pass out, you know, while my sub is, like, tied to the cross or something. That's not good for either of us.
It's bad for business.
Right? I do some toilet play. I do golden showers, but I don't do brown showers. I do almost all things corporal. I'd love to beat the fuck out of people.
Does that turn you on?
Yes, very much. And it's very therapeutic for me. Like, there have been some times where I'm glad that they're blindfolded because I will tear up. It is so therapeutic for me to just release.
And I think, you know what, subs don't get that. Actually, a lot of them wonder about what it is that goes through our minds and what it is that we get from anything that we do. And you don't get that it's just as therapeutic for us as it is for you guys.
Exactly. Like, a lot of times for me, especially in, like, a heavy corporal session, you know, I'm going through the whole week in my head. Like, I'm going through every stress that has been put on me and, like, you know, getting through that and just kind of, like, taking, you know, whatever I didn't go off on, whatever made me mad that week, you know, I'm releasing it there instead of, you know, like, exploding on every single person I see.
What about you, King? Because you're different. Male doms think differently. More male doms have sex with their female subs than females do with male subs. Females don't do it, period. Very few of them. If they do, I think it screws it up. If you're turned on in a session, how are you going to deal with that?
Oh, of course, because, yeah, once that thing gets erect, I mean, it's
hard. it's like one of those heat-seeking missiles.
I'm going to have to put you in a cage.
You're going to have to put him in, you're going to have to put him in chastity if he's doing this.
No, if it was a, like, I don't know, I'd probably have to research a little bit, like, what goes on if I ever did have come across, like, a female sub who wanted a real time. I would go into it looking in the most professional manner as I could.
Most of the requests we get for him are for males and not females.
Yeah, I've not had one request.
And what comes up to play is most male doms who have submissive males serving them are gay.
Right.
Now, we know you're not, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, how do you get turned on by picking on a guy? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I could see it with a female. That you, especially if you're hetero, you're female, you got a female there, she's submitting to you, oh my god, that would be really hot. But with a guy, what do you get out of it?
It's a power thing. I mean, it's just like, it's the me being in control is what turns me on, not who's on the other line receiving it.
That's brilliant, because I teach submissive men this all the time, is that for the most part, when you are submitting to a male in a cuckold situation, or in a situation like yours where you have the two of you, you're submitting to the cock, not the guy behind it.
Right.
And I think that they get that at that point, because they're like, well, I'm gay. No, you're not. Sucking a dick doesn't make you gay. Everyone can argue that with me 1,000 times, but I swear to God, it has nothing to do with it. Would you let a guy suck your cock?
Me, no.
They suck your dildo, though, don't
they? Yes, they do. They do. And he lets our sub worship his feet.
Yes.
Right.
You know, which some people would consider very sexual. But, like, I think, like I said, I think it's just the power thing. You know,
right.
Making someone be sub, you know, subhuman and
right.
do whatever you tell
them
to do.
Right.
You
know.
So for you, it's just the pure power exchange.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. And that turns you on, and then you jump Kitty's bones. Guys, you got it, man.
Exactly. Like, they get it revved up, and I get the reward.
We chatted earlier, before the show, about female supremacy.
Yes.
What do you think about female supremacy?
Well, I'm kind of torn on it. I used to be, you know, complete female supremacy. Men or women are, you know, better than men in every way. But I don't know. I guess now, I guess I have like an elitist female supremacist view. I don't even know how you would explain it. Like,
what do you think?
There are women that are not better than some of the men. You know, there are men that are better than men, and there are women that are better than women. However, I do feel like all men should treat women, you know, like
with respect and manners.
Right.
Hello, manners.
Exactly. Just like I said, you know, humanity now to the like just sickens me sometimes. You can't watch TV. You can't have a conversation with people you know, without a woman being demeaned or, you know, treated as an object or, you know, and it's just
rated on a scale.
Right.
Yeah. Like you said, demeaned in some way. She's not perfect enough. She's not this enough. She's not that enough.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say we are under more pressure.
Yes.
We are under more pressure, and guys argue that in the sense of, well, you don't know what it's like to be male, but I think we have more demanded of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, look at some of the, you know, top news anchors in the world. The men are not that good looking, but every single one of the women pretty much are. Like,
yeah,
not only do you have to be intelligent, but you have to be intelligent and gorgeous or you're not worthwhile.
So you guys have an interesting dynamic, though, because it seems to me like you each, in a way, bow down to the other one. Does that sound like not bow down? I think there's a crappy way of saying it. It's you're both dominant, yet you both very highly respect each other.
Yes,
absolutely.
You are the king's queen, and he doesn't mind saying that out loud, whereas there's other dominant males that would be like, I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm the best. Right?
And he's even said that before, you know, like.
Oh, he said it tons of times on Twitter. I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, well, one of my favorite movies is, and the way that I love to describe people how our relationship is the movie 300. Mm-hmm. When King Leonidas is standing with that guy in the pit, and you can tell he wants to slit his throat. But he looks back at his queen, and he waits for his queen to nod in approval. And he doesn't act until his queen gives the approval.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my sense, like, I will go to war for you. But I need that head nod first to be like, my queen has my back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of
so,
cool.
Yeah, I think bowing down is not the right word for it. It is, it's a mutual respect in the sense of each one of you is willing to concede to the other one depending on what it is.
Absolutely.
Right.
Kitty, I understand you have a birthday coming up.
Yes, I do. July.
When is it?
It is July 16th.
And, of course, we will have all the links for you to tribute.
Absolutely.
Kitty, including Amazon web pages. Now, King, do you have one?
Yeah.
You have your own Amazon wish list?
Yes, I sure do.
Freaking brilliant. That'll be on there, too. So I think you should shower them both for her birthday myself. I personally would.
Fantastic idea.
So what projects are you guys working on right now? Anything cool? Well, you said you got a whole pile of
clips. Going to work on getting his night flirt page kind of amped up right now. It's just got the basic, you know, normal, no fancy web design or anything. Thank goodness one of my best friends is awesome at web design, so I'm going
to
go nag her. And
Jennifer,
GJ, rated D, the best kinky web designer around.
Around.
Heck, the best web designer around. She does regular stuff, too.
KinkyCustoms.com.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so we're going to do that and then get a clips for sale open for him. And I need to revamp my page and put a new blog up. I've been, like I said, I've been preoccupied with family this year. But I'm going to, now that everything in that aspect is good and safe again, now that I can kind of get my focus back on getting my queendom back in order and releasing clips regularly and back to beating people even more so. Want us actually start traveling soon.
Yeah, are you doing any? You did FetCon for a couple years in a row. Are you doing that?
This year, it is kind of still up in the air. The way my mom's health has been and everything else, I don't know if I want to take that much time away from her and be that far away. And with it coming up so close, I just honestly don't know if I'm going to mess with it this year. I might just fly down to Florida and see some of my friends after all the madness is over and just go down for a weekend and see Sarah and all the other awesome people down there. And I think we're going to try and start doing some local traveling, like on the weekends and stuff. Go head to Kansas City. It's going to be our first stop just because it's right down the road.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do?
Just go spend the weekend there, do some sessions, you know, see if I can. I've got a couple subs in Kansas City and go meet them in person and see if I can meet any more and maybe start going there regularly. And
so do a little traveling, you know, pro dom.
Exactly. Work. Some like weekend fun road trips. Go see the country and get a, you know, meet some new people.
And beat some ass along the way.
Hell yeah.
Redden some bottoms.
Right?
Right.
Leave them in your wake.
It's funny, before every session I have, he always texts me, break some balls.
Break a cock.
Where do you think you guys are going to be 20 years from now?
On the beach.
Do you see yourselves doing this forever?
On the beach.
Right? I'm already going to be. I'll save you a place.
On the beach, near the beach. I would like to own my own dungeon someday. And, like, by that time, mainly just be managing it. You know, helping other doms kind of, you know, when they get started, have somewhere to go and, you know, work safely. Exactly.
Yeah. Take somebody under our wings.
Instead of, like, the best little whorehouse in Texas, I'm going to have the best little dungeon and the beach or something like that.
I like it. I think that's brilliant. Something that's such like a wonderful that, you know? Dream.
Yes.
And get more into producing instead of being in clips and, you know, start directing, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Where we can kind of retire early and, you know, just play with our, play with our own subs and...
Well, I got to tell you guys, thank you very much for doing this. I appreciate it like hell that you're on the show. Everybody's going to love this as per usual because they love you, both of you guys now. It's not just Kitty anymore.
Aww.
Thank you for having us. Yes. You know we love you.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's a pleasure.
Anytime.
Thanks, Kitty, for catching us up on your adventures since turning pro. And I want everyone to welcome His Royal Highness, the King of Cucks, into our widow family. Head to InBedWithDrSue.com and check out their show page for all the ways you can get in touch with the King and Queen. And don't forget Queen Kitty's birthday. Both royal wish lists will be right there for you to clear. Once again, thanks for listening. And until the next Summer of Domination show, have a sizzling but safe summer. Ta-ta!